busy show tonight. Let's go straight to Julian Douglas, 6PR reporter, who's down at the Fringe World launch. How are you going down there, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm pretty good indeed. What are you seeing at the Fringe World launch? Things are pink tomorrow night, but what colour are they tonight?
Well, there's a fair bit of pink floating around, I must admit. I myself am rather resplendent in a pink shirt and a neon pink tie.
Stylish.
But, there's plenty going around as well. I've seen a lot of people getting on board with the pink theme. There's really all sorts here. I mean, and that's the beauty of Fringe, isn't it? Is that it is just kind of a showcase of people being fabulous. So there's a lot of people who've got their best glad rags on. But tonight is very much the soft open as such at the Pleasure Garden down in Russell Square in Northbridge. It's most of the venues here aren't actually open yet. There is a Ferris wheel going, the Spiegel tent's open, there's a few things happening. But it's largely just that kind of meet and greet. All the artists are here, the media types, the corporate types. So there's just a lot of people kind of milling around and having a chat and running into old friends. But it looks like a beautiful venue compared to last year. I can say, you know, it's if you've been to the Pleasure Garden before, then you'll know what it's about. There's lots of lights, lots of bars, lots of people milling around and just lots to see. Silent Disco is just in front of me. I tried to come to the quiet end up near the Portaloos.
I'm glad. Well, mate, if you mention my name, you get a good seat.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, well, you know, I've mentioned your name a few times and it hasn't always ended well.
Thank you.
But look, tonight it is, like I say, it is just a very, very soft, very soft opening. Tonight is when it all kicks off proper, and of course the whole town will be painted pink tomorrow night in honour of the French Festival. And it is actually marvellous to see. Like, I just tuned in a moment ago and it sounded like a pretty grim interview about the COVID situation in the US there.
Scary.
And I mean, what I'm seeing here is a lot of people having a really good time, absolutely free to do so. The only masks are part of some pretty fabulous costumes. And apart from that, everyone's just breathing easy, drinking easy, enjoying themselves, kicking their heels up and getting ready for what looks like a really good Fringe Festival. I think there's over 500 shows going on across 100 venues everywhere from Kalamunda to Scarborough and Frio right up north. So, I mean, anyone anywhere in Perth can get on board with some of these shows.
Well done.
Most of it's centered around the city, but it looks like it's going to be a really good festival.
Julian, have a great night. Keep ready. Get ready for that revolving mirror ball to appeal and just have a fantastic night at Fringe tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will get back to Julian Douglas as he experiences the Fringe right the way through. Julian Douglas, our 6PR reporter, with a big smile on his face. And he said it beautifully, because here we are in Perth experiencing this and promoting the Fringe World Festival. And realistically, other parts of the world are doing it extremely tough indeed.